Blog Talk Radio.
One way to God. One way to God. Well, there's one way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Well, one way to God. One way to God. Well, there's one way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord Yahweh. Praise his name. Praise God. Amen. So we see here the name of God. Amen. Yahuwah, Yahweh. Another dialect, they say Yahweh. But we see here today, we ask that you listen attentively. This is Elder Braxton today, coming to you out of Tampa, Florida. Jesus saved through faith, Church of God, the Bible way. Hallelujah. Amen. We are located on 4711 North 22nd Street here in Tampa, Florida. Amen. Letting you know that God loves you and he cares for you. Not his will that any should perish, but all coming to repentance. Letting you know that he is able today. Well, friend, we thank and praise God. We give honor to our Heavenly Father. Amen. And letting you know that he is real. Amen. He was in Christ reconciling the world into himself. Let's say that again. He was in the Hamashiach, meaning the anointed one, the one, the Christ. He was in Christ reconciling the world into himself. So we see here today, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ or Yeshua HaMashiach, I'm not talking about the blonde hair and blue-eyed guy. Amen. The one they painted as if and they gave us a false image of. But I'm telling you about the real one. Amen. Letting you know that he is able, amen, to heal you and help you and keep you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So today we are talking about the sons. Hallelujah. The sons of God. So we see here today, there's in the Bible, there's references to the sons of God. Okay. Well, even the first angels back in Genesis, we see that in Genesis 6, they refer to him, these angels, praise God, as the sons of God. Amen. The Bible says, and it came to pass, when man began to multiply upon the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, all right, that the sons of God saw the daughters of man, that they were fair, and they took them of wives of all which was chosen. And you see that these angels, all right, amen, these angels were supposed to be watching over man. They were supposed to be watching and training and, you know, and just helping them, guiding them, all right. These angels that came down, amen, that was there, all right, they saw that the daughters of man was very pretty, beautiful. The word there say fair. Well, we see so they chose to do this, to go into to man. Now, if you read the book of Enoch, all right, find that these angels, all right, they chose to go in to the daughters of man, and they got them, and they laid with them, and guess what happened? All right, they was born into them what they call giants, which was Nephilim. So we see these guys went in there and it corrupted things. All right? So those angels, amen, corrupted mankind. I mean, not only that, they began to devour man. All right? Those, not the angels, but those giants did. Okay? But we see that how things could go wrong. All right? But anyway, those angels lost their first estate because if you read the book of Enoch, they got together and they decided to go into mankind's daughters, all right, and corrupted their whole, it corrupted them. And then when they couldn't sustain them, you know, they began to eat them. They began to eat mankind. Those same giants that was there. And then they, around the world, even nowadays, if you look at archaeology, they found the gigantic skulls and so forth. You look and you find, they want to say, how did this happen? Well, because they were giants. You know, you got giants men like 10 feet, 12 feet high, you know, and you get a 5 feet, six man, you know, what could you do? All right, so we see here today that they was corrupt, but yet the angels was called, the angels, it was called the Son of God, sons of God at that time. Now watch this here, okay? Back in that time, all right, the angels' names always ended in A-L called all, or either E-L called ill. All right, so, you know, they are, if you look at it, if you read the book of Enoch, you find that the end of their name is L and all. So just like we say Elohim, all right, and it's the same thing when you say Elohim, Elohim. So it's the same thing. So what we see here, these guys were of the sons of God, all right? So, and let's go to Job. Now, Satan, amen, he considered himself a son of God, even. Okay, look what it says here. Okay, let me find it here. Now, there was a day when the sons of God, talking about sons, that's plural, many of them, came to present themselves before the Lord Yahweh, in other words, Satan, his name, the in Hebrew is mentioned as Yahshatan. So we see here today, he came, Satan came on with the sons of God, all right, saying that he was a son of God. Because, you know, God created him also. All right, he was a creation of God. Think about it. So he considered himself a son of God. And we see here today, all right, but those angels, then you have some angels that was righteous angels. All right, but these angels formed a coalition. Those angels formed a coalition back in Genesis, all right, to go into mankind. Then it was born into them giants. Look at that. It was born into them giants. Okay, so we see here today that, you know, those, when they was on earth. Now, one thing we see that Noah and his family were saved, right? Were eight people. All right, now, but watch this. Okay, Noah was a pure man, a man that loved God. He reverenced him. He loved him. He cared about him. All right, and see, he had a good communication with God. And then God tells him to build this ark. So we see here, all right, why? Because the mankind has been defiled, amen, been corrupt, all right, and contaminated with the things of what was going on, amen, with those giants and how they begin to devour man. You read the book of Enoch, it'll tell you this. So we see here today, amen, how to be a son of God now today, praise God, where Jesus Christ was, we see, was fleshly wise, was the Son of God. He was that flesh that he bared. Amen. Distilled in the articles of his body. Amen. He was the Son of God. He was God in a fleshly body, which is called a tent. He was the tent. But who housed that tent was of God. And that was so wonderful. That's like Melchizedek. Melchizedek, amen. You know, see, the Prince of Salem, all right? You think about that, you know? So we see here today, Jesus, Yeshua, he was, amen, God in flesh. Think about it. A lot of people say, oh, that can't be. But yes, it is. God could do anything but fail. So we see here today, as we go on here, we see here in the scripture, in Job, we see how God's sons got together, amen, to present themselves before him. And guess what? Amen, Satan came also, because he had figured that he is one also. Okay, now, as we go on, I'm not going to go through. You can read the book of Job and the book of Genesis all the way through, but we're not going through all that today. Okay, now, all right, as we go on, praise God. We see that, so God has sons. But we see he had a son, he had sons. And then, as we go on into St. John 1, let's go there. St. John the 1, okay, as we go in. All right, the Bible says, and let me go back to, I went to 1 John. All right. But anyway, as we go here, we see that the Bible says, even to them believing his name, in order he gave him power to become what? The sons of God. Why? Because Jesus, when Christ died, all right, we see Christ was in the sonship. Now, when he died and gave up the ghost and fulfilled the law, the veil of the temple rent from top to the bottom as he gave up the ghost and he said it is finished. So he fulfilled the law. He's the one fulfilled the law. All right, and his spirit went in, the veil of the temple rent it from top to bottom, and went into the holiness of holy to give an atonement for you, me, and all of us. All right. But the Bible tells us here, amen, in St. John, let me get back to St. John. Okay, this is what it says. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become what? The sons of God. Isn't that something? We could be the real sons of God. Because those other sons of God who corrupted the earth and did things, they lost their inheritance, their estate. All right, but now, okay, all right, Jesus done died. When Jesus died on the cross, all right, guess what? We could become sons of God. All right, we can become the sons of God, but we have to believe in him, trust in him, amen, put our hope in him, amen. And as we put our hope in him, and guess what, you know, that give us the power to work righteousness through the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, you got to receive the Holy Ghost, amen, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Amen. Then you know that something has happened. changes came. Praise God. So we see here today, you know when the Holy Ghost come into you and take us aboard. All right, so he says this here. As many as received him, gave he power, amen, to become the sons of God. And think about it. Even to them that what? Believe on his name. That name is very important. Let me tell you what. Very important to me. The name, the blood, the name, the blood, and his resurrection. Amen. You think about it. The name, his name, the blood, amen, which made it possible for me to be saved. Amen. So we see here today, it's important we say the blood prevails. The blood of our Lord and Savior prevails. Amen. So we see here that Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, amen, I say that in the Hebrew, amen. So we see here that he is the mighty God, the everlasting Father. What was the Son of God? That body, as we say, was the tent of God. All right, that body, amen, that houses the Spirit of God, God himself. Think about it, amen. As we see here. So we have to know, and as he says here, okay, it says, not which were born not of the blood, not of the will of man, the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. See, it's God in that body. It's God in the body of Christ, in God. He was God all in himself. Amen. That's the mystery. The mystery. 1 Timothy 3:16. You look at that. That's the mystery. Amen. But he was a son. He was the Son of God. All right. Now, I'm a son of God, but he was the Son of God. You could be a son of God, but Jesus was the Son of God. All right. As we see here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we see as we go on as, in the scripture, as we go on to our first, second, let's see, hold on. First John, let's go. Hallelujah. Let's go to the third chapter. Here it is, right here. The third chapter, it tells us here. Look at this, being obedient in love. Think about this here. Here's what it says. Beloved, what manner of love the Father, Yahweh, amen, has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Isn't that powerful? The Bible, because Scripture tells us, as many as received him, gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Isn't that something? All right, that is beautiful. And look what it says. Because the other angels that worked the corruption and they did all these different things to corrupt man after they got together and went with women, the women of man or the females of man, and bear to them what's called giants, and that corrupted man. If you read the book of Enoch, it'll tell you some of the things that are really going on. You know, because this cloning is not new to the world. Okay, cloning is not new to the world. All right, and mixing seed, man's seeds with different things, animals, they defile the animals, they defile the, you know, the other creatures, got involved with creatures on the earth, all right, sexually wise and so forth, and you know, that same spirit would creep down to mankind and corrupt them. And they became very violent back in those days. So we see here today, by the mixing seed and blood with other animals that and other foreign things that they shouldn't, all right, it corrupts the mankind, and violence was among the earth. So God had to do something. So what God did, God destroyed that first generation of those people. All right, he destroyed those people. All right, he destroyed them through the flood. And Noah was a pure-blooded, obedient man of God. Come on now. Amen. He obeyed God. He worshiped him. He loved him. Praise God. He did this. And his family was saved. Think about it, friend. So we see here. Now, but it says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Amen. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knoweth not him. Think about it. It knoweth not him. So we see here today that you got to believe and trust in God and change your attitude and change your mind and work the works of righteousness, praise God. Do that which is right to the ten, like of the Ten Commandments and the laws and statutes of God. Amen. So we feel we got to do those things. All right? You know, let's say some other things. Okay, look what's happening. But a lot of people, you could tell a person, it's wrong, man. You're going to do this, and you do that, you're going to hell. They think that you're preaching hate to them. And here you trying to save them from going into the fire. And that's something. That's something. So we see here today, friends, that you got to believe in Christ. Trust in him. Put your faith in him. Amen. And he will bless you. He will bless you. So as we go. Okay, now another thing. I was saying about the angels. Those giants. Did you know that Goliath had four more other brothers? That's what those five stones were for. He had four other brothers, all right? You know, so in other words, here we see here today that David slayed him. Amen. With a slingshot, slayed him and killed him, cut his head off. Talking about Goliath. All right? But he had other brothers. And you wonder where these giants come from. Well, through mixing the blood, the semen, and all that and stuff, mixing stuff, all right? And children was born to these women or men, and they became giants. All right? And if you remember, when the first time when Moses sent those people, those spies over into Canaan, all right, these Canaanites, those people, all right, was large in stature, all right, tall, all right. So we see David was some of the offspring of those Nephilim. All right, that was coming. And so, but the same thing, God destroyed a lot of, he destroyed those. But Israel became what you call giant slayers, because they went into that land and they began to slay and, you know, kill those giants over there and cleaning out the land, because God gave them, the might of God gave them the right to do so. All right. So we see here that's something. And we think, right. See, our God, he's a strong God. He's a strong and mighty. Amen. some say he's terrible because he, you know, though he have tender loving and kindness in him, but you wrong him, he could be your worst enemy. Amen. You wrong him or be terrible to him, he'll be a terrible God to you. So we see. So I'm letting you know, friend, today that you must come to Christ Jesus, Yahshua, HaMashiach. Amen. Letting you know that he is the way, the one that we, you know, he is the one, the real one. Letting you know God loves you. Wants to see you saved. Not as good as in the prayer. Oh, yes. Praise God. This coming Tuesday, we're going to be seeing people at the church. Praise God. We want you to come and see it in this area in Tampa. So I'm letting you know that God loves you. God loves you, and we care about you also. So letting you know that you can have hope in him. Hallelujah. You could be blessed of him. Then you know you can become a son of God. How do you become a son of God? Through faith, believing, and trusting in him. Going down in water baptism and taking on his name. You take on the name of Jesus Christ, or Yeshua, HaMashiach. Amen. You are taking on the name of Yah. And I'm letting you know today, Yah is his name, Yahweh or Yahweh or Yahuwah. Those are the names that he has. Amen. So we speak here today that in Paleo is Yahuwah. All right. In modern, they call him Yahweh. All right. So we see today that he is our Father. Amen. He's our provider. He's the one that helps us. And the Bible says, look unto me and be ye saved. All the ends of the earth. Amen. So all the ends of the world, all you got to do is get on your knees and ask God to forgive you of your sin. But the Bible says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for remission of sin. And what is it? If you want to be a son of God, you have to have your sins remitted. You need to get your sins remitted. Praise God. We all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. And when we go places and do things at places, we let you know, we want to let you know today, everything you do may not even be godly. But you need to trust in Jesus Christ, Yahshua, HaMashiach. In other words, you will not have a chance. You will not have a chance. Amen. Give honor to all the bishops and my pastor, Bishop Adrian Melinda Shaw, and also our overseer, Apostle C.A. Coward. Give an honor to him today. Yeah, and all of our presider, Bishop R.J. McLeod. Give an honor to him. And you know, we love you. We're located on Osborn and 22nd. Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bible Way. Bishop Adrian Linda Michelle, Pastor, yeah, the Ernest Braxton Evangelist. So I'm letting you know today that you must come today, that God loves you, wants to see you saved. And we love you. We care about your soul. And some things we might say might seem odd to you, but if you search it out, you'll find it's true. Amen. And you don't have to believe me. All right? But search it out for yourself. Amen. So we see here today. Praise our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah. Amen. And the Son of God, amen, Yahushua, Yeshua. He's God. And God was in him. God bless you. We love you. And guess what? Yah was in Christ, in Yahushua. Amen. that Yahweh. And he said, I'm coming, my Father. I'm coming, my Father's name. And I'm letting you know today, in him was the name of God within him. Amen. Because he was the mighty God, the everlasting Father. He was the one. Amen. He was the one, only one that saves us and keeps us. Amen. He's Emmanuel. Oh, Emmanuel. 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 God with us. We thank and praise you today. God today. Amen. Next time, 6:30, Elder Ernest Black and Jesus saved through faith. Church God the Bible way. God bless you. We love you. Bye bye. We out. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.